Governor David Ige has released an initial list of bills from the 2019 legislative session that he intends to veto. 20 bills are on the list, and they cover a variety of topics. Governor Ige identified about 7% of the 303 measures passed by state lawmakers this year. One of the most highly watched was a bill that would have required short-term rental platforms to collect state taxes, which passed the state Senate by just one vote. In announcing his intent to veto, the governor cited the more recent passage of restrictions on short-term rentals by the Honolulu City Council.
Certainly, we want to make sure that any action taken at the state level be complementary of actions that would be taken at the county level. And so certainly we want to make sure that there is no adverse unintended consequences that were not fully contemplated when the legislature took action on Senate Bill 1292.
The governor also plans to veto another tax measure, one that would have eliminated a decades-old exemption for real estate investment trusts, or REITs.
This measure could discourage the business community from investing in Hawaii, could potentially stifle economic development and scare away investment capital to address our aging infrastructure.
A bill that would have significantly restricted the ability of local law enforcement to seize private property, a process known as civil asset forfeiture, is also on the veto list.
We don't see the kind of abuse that has occurred in other states. And one of the primary reasons that I put this on the veto list and I'm inclined to veto that measure is that we don't have the abuses there.
The list released Monday is not final. The governor has until July 9th to make a final decision on all vetoes. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.